Well, we're still in the midst of analysis and reaction to the jobs report that we got this morning, with nearly 200,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy in December and the unemployment rate falling to 3.9%. As he always does, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is here with us to talk about the numbers. I hope you're not standing in a few inches of snow there, Secretary, on this snowy morning again there in Washington. But I would just ask, first of all, your high-level reaction to this report. We got, again, sort of a disconnected report, if you will, when you look at the household versus the establishment survey. But what's your read on
that? Certainly, you know, when I look at this report, I think of it's a solid report. Obviously, it didn't hit what the experts have said, the number. I think that number was a very high number. But when you look at 2021 as a combined total, since the president has been sworn in to office, passed the American Rescue Plan, 6.4 million jobs have been added to the American economy last year, which is a record. The unemployment rate is 3.9%, dropped almost 3 points off the unemployment rate. That's the highest since the 1940s. 84% of the people that were, since the pandemic began, have come back to work. So overall, the economic outlook looking backwards obviously is strong, but there's no question that we still have people out of work. We have people that have left the workforce. We're working on also inflation, so we do have some work to move forward, but the president's laid out a plan, a very aggressive plan, to make sure we're dealing with these different issues, whether it's supply chain, whether it's cost of goods and services, whether it's getting people back to work. We're going to continue to move forward one step at a time here.
Mr. Secretary, this report didn't really reflect the impact of the Omicron variant on the economy. Do you expect the jobs market to slow down because of the variant in coming months?
Certainly, there's some concern about what's going to happen over the course of the next, 2 to 6 weeks here, I think, with the Omicron variant. You're absolutely right. We discussed that today. A little bit of this report was impacted by the Omicron variant, but we need to continue to make sure that we keep people safe. You know, we need to continue to follow the science, follow the CDC guidelines as we move forward here, getting more people vaccinated, more people tested as we move forward. And that's something we have to do as a country. And quite honestly, we're not the only ones. Other countries around the globe have to do the same thing.
Of course, easier said than done when it comes to vaccination, Secretary. And of course, your office under OSHA is responsible for setting some of those guidelines, including those on vaccinations. The Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments today regarding vaccination mandates. As that is sort of in legal limbo to some extent, what is the department doing in the meantime on that front?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to see what happens today at the Supreme Court. Obviously, legal experts from both sides of the aisle say we have clear legal authority to move forward. Medical experts in this country have also supported the ETS, what we want to do. And then also we want to make sure we keep people safe and keep people healthy that might contract the Omicron variant, and also keep them health and safety from getting the virus at all. In the meantime, OSHA, we're also making sure that any complaints we get in, we're inspecting them. But a lot of companies, I've talked to a lot of companies since I've become the Secretary of Labor. Since I've been the Secretary the whole time, we've been living with the virus, and many companies have put in restrictions, their own requirements, to make sure they keep their employees safe and to make sure people come back to work. So we're going to continue to watch that. We'll see what the Supreme Court does now, hopefully very quickly after today's arguments, and then we'll make the next steps for what we'll do here with at the Department of Labor and with OSHA.
Mr. Secretary, I'm curious in particular as it pertains to the healthcare industry. I mean, we've certainly heard anecdotally about cases of folks who work in healthcare who won't get vaccinated, which seems particularly incredible and is not great for the safety of either that person nor the people that they're treating. But when you have an area with an acute shortage like healthcare and you have vaccination mandates, I mean, how do you sort of think about that question of where those employees go if they're not working in an industry that really needs them?
Yeah, that's something that you know, we're going to have to continue to look at and think about. It really is amazing to me that, you know, our frontline hospital workers have been on the front line since the very beginning, nurses and doctors. And when I hear those stories of people not wanting to get vaccinated, sometimes, they might have perfectly good reasons not to, that they don't want to, but it really makes me think, because they've seen the devastation They've seen the frontline devastation of over 800,000 people dying with this virus. And to me, you know, as they leave these industries, certainly we have to make sure we're putting together some ideas, working with the medical fields, working with the hospitals. We know in this country in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to have a nursing shortage. We have some of that right now. So we need to continue to come up with ideas and plans on how do we get people trained in those fields. And that's something that we're doing here at the Department of Labor and working with the administration on thinking about short term for nursing and long term for nursing. We also, by the way, have an issue in mental health services in this country, which has not a lot to do with the virus as far as people not working in the field. So that's another area that we have to do some work on as well, working with the medical society in the medical field.
Mr. Secretary, I caught a recent tweet from you noting that you visited 30 states and 60 cities last year. I imagine you talked to a lot of workers. When you talk to workers across this country, what's their biggest concern right now?
You know, depending on where you are, but I'll give you the big three concerns. One concern definitely is childcare. There are so many women in this country, particularly, that are concerned about childcare, lack of childcare, and the cost of childcare. That's one of the issues. The second issue that I hear oftentimes is the virus. People are still concerned about the virus, their own personal health and their family health. And the third issue, and not in this order necessarily, although childcare is usually number one, is people are working in a job that's just not making it for them. They're not making enough money to be able to raise a family, support a family, and they're looking for more opportunity to get into better paying jobs. They're looking for more opportunity for job training and workforce development. And quite honestly, that's one of the things that we've been really focused on here at the Department of Labor since I've been secretary, and before that, I believe, but since I've been secretary, really thinking about working more with businesses to understand what jobs are available and what type of training needs to be set up for those jobs that are open.
Secretary, it's always good to see you. It's interesting. You must be encouraged then by that average hourly wages increase year over year, and those folks must be encouraged by that as well. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, always good to catch up with you. I hope you can get inside, warm up for a bit. Appreciate your time here this morning.